Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you're well. This is April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2024. I hope nobody plays any jokes on you, but if they do, maybe it'll just give you a laugh. That would be good. I wanted to read the blog post that I put out this weekend, the title, which is Never Doubt Yourself. Something that I know I have needed to hear this week, and perhaps you too. Here it goes. Never doubt yourself or your connection to the all, that you are loved unconditionally, and that you can achieve great things with the smallest gestures of kindness, love, and support. You are love incarnate, shining brighter every day. Dear one, we wish to remind you of the glory of your being, the power of your existence here upon this plane at this time of ascension. Never doubt your power to shine your light on the darkest of corners. You are connected to the Source who loves you unconditionally. You were created with a spark from the Source that fills you with divine light. Your life makes a difference far beyond what you can imagine. You are filled with the wisdom of the universe. It only takes acknowledging this truth and shedding those doubts to access the answers that you seek. Dear one, every step you take is a step forward, even though it might feel like a failure. Release and let go of that which no longer serves you. Offer gratitude for the lessons provided as you send those thoughts, those ways of being into the ethers. For without them, you would not be the person you are today. They have served you well in the past, but it is time to let them go. Understand the power of your presence, thoughts, and ability to create your world. We say this often to impress upon you how much you frame the world you see before you. Dear one, when you are troubled, sit quietly and breathe. Breathe in love, and breathe out those stepping stones you wish to release. Know that you live in a world of duality, a way of being that can cause you much worry. How can you settle those conflicted feelings that you have towards your life? You love, yet you feel pain or suffering. There is a way, and that is to begin to live in the current of a higher dimension, a dimension of oneness. There is a way to combine both sides of your inner conflict into oneness. For you continue to see right and wrong when there is only love. Perhaps what you see as wrong is just another way of expressing love. Reflect upon this. For there is goodness within all, even you, dearest one. Do not doubt yourself. Do not chastise yourself for past actions. Consider where the love is in those past actions. Love for self, love for life and survival, love for another, love of purpose. Reflect upon this and look closer at how duality can be collapsed into oneness with just another perspective. You are very worthy of love and your life is purpose. An action you feel was wrong was perhaps the catalyst another needed on their path forward. Find compassion for yourself and all of creation as this universe continues to move forward. You do not live in a vacuum, and so understand that the results of an interaction reach further than just the individuals involved. Release and let go of judgment, be it of self or another, for all is connected. And one small action can have wondrous results unknown to you. Dearest one, in this season of celebration and prayer, remember to offer gratitude for all that occurs in your life. Move forward gently and quietly, reaching deep within the wisdom that lies dormant, awaiting your call to emerge. You have come so far, dear one, with much further to go. The path ahead may have some challenges for you, but you have the support, wisdom, and love to sustain you through your darkest hours. Shine your light. Send your love to all. Nurture yourself with compassion. Walk with grace, love with your whole heart, and accept the gift of you, dearest, dearest one, with all of thee. I've been struggling recently with the duality of my life. You know how it is when you have one part of you telling you this and the other part of you telling you that. And how do you make peace with that? And so the comment about turning the duality into oneness was very interesting for me. And I have to think about that and reflect on that some more. Because I do understand that everything comes from love. We all come from love, but there's also fear involved. And I need to figure that out myself. These are very challenging times. The world is in chaos, but we're going to get through this. And we do it by coming from love, coming from our hearts, and trying not to judge ourselves too much. I know I have to remind myself of that often. So, just be good to yourself, be kind to yourself, be as kind as you can to everyone who crosses your path. Your life matters. Please know that, and please understand how much you are loved and how much you affect this world, even with the smallest gestures that you make. Take care, be of love, rest, and know that you are taken care of. Blessings, blessings, blessings to thee. Till next week. Bye-bye.